From WNYC in New York, this is NPR's On the Media. I'm Bob Garfield.
And I'm Brooke Gladstone. Hey, did you watch the big healthcare summit?
More than a quarter of small businesses have reported a premium increase of 20% or more just last year.
On the Democratic side, President Barack Obama displayed virtuosic command of legal and technical arcana. For the GOP, Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander affably voiced what came off as principled Republican desire to start health care reform afresh. Could this extraordinary meeting deliver an oasis of comity and sanity in an ideologically riven Washington? Of course not. As another Republican remarked, the whole spectacle was a setup, because in the face of such carefully crafted presidential collegiality, the repetition of the standard GOP talking points could only appear as intransigence, or worse, as in this exchange between the president and Senator John Barrasso, a Wyoming medical doctor.
Would you be satisfied if every member of Congress just had catastrophic care? You think we'd be better health care purchasers? I mean, you think, is that a change that we should make?
Yeah, I think actually we would. We'd really focus on it. You'd have more, as we say, skin in the game.
Because people would,
and especially if they had a savings account, a health savings account, they could put their money into
would you
that,
feel the same
and they'd
way
be if, spending the money out of that.
Would you feel the same way if you were making $40,000?
Yes, sirree. Thursday's televised bipartisan health care summit was something else, which is to say, not a summit at all, but something else. Political theater staged by the White House to juxtapose presidential rigor with GOP posturing on Fox, CNN, MSNBC, and, of course, C-SPAN. Performed to boost support for using the reconciliation process to pass health care reform? Probably. A prescription for drama? Certainly.
I hope that this isn't political theater, where we're just playing to the cameras and criticizing each other, but instead are actually trying to solve the problem.
Physician, heal thyself. When Senator John McCain, Obama's erstwhile presidential rival, accused the president of reneging on campaign promises, the president gave the cameras quite a show.
Let me just make this point, John, because we're not campaigning anymore. The election's over.
I'm reminded of that every day.
Ouch. McCain was flustered, but not as flustered as he seemed later when he complained about a provision in the Democratic plan that he characterized as a naked Democratic payoff to Florida seniors, and the president agreed. Double ouch. How do you portray a president as an agent of socialism when he sits there stubbornly being reasonable? And when they trotted out familiar talking points instead of policy nitty-gritty, the president was ready for that, too.
I'd like to make sure that this discussion is actually a discussion and not just us trading talking points.
A talking point about talking points. And thus did the party of no become the party of oh no. And because Republicans had demanded precisely such a televised summit, they were trapped. They knew it. The president knew it, and Fox News Channel's Shepard Smith also knew it.
I think they're outraged already that we sit up there and waste all this time and talk about things just so that later the Democrats can say, we tried, as if you thought the Republicans were going to come around to this thing. Poppycock.
There was a slim chance that this six-hour forum could vent a little fresh air into a polluted political process. But instead, we saw a duel. The GOP took most of the hits, but was not unseated. Several million citizens did check it out on the White House website, but gradually the cable news channels drifted off in search of fresh cud to chew. 4.5 hours in, Fox News had shifted to its studio programming, sometimes showing the summit on screen on mute, while CNN indulged in polls and hot air. MSNBC pulled out a mere 2 hours into the summit to televise another Olympian confrontation, a hockey match between Sweden and Finland. In that contest, one team definitely won and the other lost. Or not. Both of those countries have universal health care.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.